when the world's fate trembled in the balance. Turning away, Jesus sought again his retreat, and fell prostrate. The humanity of the Son of God trembled in that trying hour. The awful moment to decide the destiny of the world had come. The fate of humanity trembled in the balance. Christ might even now refuse to drink the cup apportioned to guilty man. He might wipe the bloody sweat from his brow and leave man to perish in his iniquity. He might say, "Let the transgressor receive the penalty of his sin, and I will go back to my Father." Will the innocent suffer the consequences of the curse of sin, to save the guilty? O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Three times has he shrunk from the last, crowning sacrifice. But now he sees that the human race is helpless. He sees the power of sin. The woes of a doomed world rise before him. He beholds its impending fate, and his decision is made. He will save man at any cost to himself. He has left the courts of heaven to save the one world that has fallen by transgression. And he will not turn from his mission. Having made the decision, he fell dying to the ground. Where now were his disciples, to place their hands beneath the head of their fainting master? The Savior trod the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with him. See. But God suffered with his Son. Angels beheld the Savior's agony. There was silence in heaven. No harp was touched. The angelic host in silent grief watched the Father separating his beams of light, love, and glory from his beloved Son. Satan and his confederacy of evil watched intently. What answer would come to Christ's thrice repeated prayer? In this awful crisis, when the mysterious cup trembled in the hand of the sufferer, the mighty angel who stands in God's presence came to the side of Christ. The angel came not to take the cup from Christ's hand, but to strengthen him with the assurance of his Father's love. He assured him that his death would result in the utter discomfiture of Satan, and that the kingdom of this world would be given to the saints of the Most High. He told him that he would see a multitude of the human race saved, eternally saved.